BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Russia has struck the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv with drones, missiles and guided bombs, killing at least three people. The mayor called it the most powerful attack against the city since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. Paul Adams is in Kyiv.
All of these explosions happened within a period of about an hour and a half with drones, glide bombs, which are used by the Russians a lot in frontline positions, and Kharkiv is not very far from the front lines. It's close to the Russian border, and also at least one missile. We know that apartment blocks and private buildings were hit, that civilians were among those killed and wounded. This was part of another fairly substantial countrywide attack, which also saw deaths in the southern city of Kherson.
The United States government has filed charges against Kilmar Abrego Garcia on his return to the US from being wrongly deported to a jail in El Salvador. The US Attorney General Pam Bondi said Mr. Abrego Garcia had been charged with smuggling undocumented migrants. Jake Kwan is in Washington.
Pam Bondi has also accused Mr. Abrego Garcia of other charges like, you know, being linked to a murder, as well as possibly sexually abusing some of these trafficked women, which are also very serious charges, even though he was not indicted for these. Now, we have not seen any of these evidences, and what the attorney for Mr. Abrego Garcia was saying that now he'll get a chance to finally fight for his justice, to face the evidences that are levied against him, which should have been given when he was detained in March.
The world's richest man, Elon Musk, has fueled his row with Donald Trump, saying the United States needs a new political party. He's had a poll on his social media platform X showed that 80% of 5.5 million respondents agreed with him that a new centrist party should be created. Mr. Trump said he was too busy to think about his former advisor. An appeals court in South Korea has ruled in favour of a 107-year-old victim of Japan's use of forced labour during the Second World War. The court ordered Mitsubishi Heavy Industries to pay damages of more than $70,000. Here's Celia Hatton.
70 years ago, a young Kim Han-soo was put to work in a shipyard in South Korea that was run by a Japanese corporation, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. Japan ruled South Korea at the time. And now a new chapter in the long-running case. An appeals court says Mr. Kim should receive more than $70,000 in compensation. The ruling will stoke tensions between South Korea and Japan, which are trade and security allies, but are still at odds over war reparations.
BBC News. Figures released by the British government show it's struggling to cut the amount of foreign aid it spends on housing asylum seekers in hotels in the UK. It's forecast to spend nearly $3 billion of overseas development money on hotel accommodation in the current financial year. That's only a fraction less than last year. Here's Mark Easton.
The Home Office does believe that they are at least, you know, beginning to make some headway on the backlog which they inherited on asylum, and they're beginning to, they believe, make some progress in dealing with the sort of practical things of stopping boats coming over with the French. And if those things and others come into play, they think that they can start to bear down on this. But there's going to be no easy answer.
The Brazilian authorities have blamed a record number of fires for a rise in deforestation in the past year. The overall increase nationwide was 9%. The losses were particularly severe in the Amazon last month. The latest figures compare with an improved picture for the previous year. Brazil's environment ministry said many were started deliberately. The actor and climate activist Arnold Schwarzenegger has told environmentalists to stop whining about President Trump's stance on global warming. Mr. Trump withdrew the US from the Paris Climate Agreement in his first term, and the administration is pushing for new oil and gas drilling in Alaska. But Mr. Schwarzenegger said action didn't only come from the White House, and campaigners shouldn't use obstacles as an excuse. Emmanuel Macron will make the first state visit by a French president to Monaco in over 40 years today. The two-day visit to the tiny Mediterranean principality will take place ahead of the UN Ocean Conference, which Mr. Macron will attend. BBC News.